fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
This is John Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Sunday, the 11th day of March, 2007, the first day of daylight savings time for this year, several weeks early due to an act of Congress. Of course, daylight savings time is always due to an act of Congress. Some people felt that it would be a way to save energy by doing this. So here we go. We've got daylight savings time about a month early. I was doing my research before the show, and I have to mention, just so those of you who don't know this, begin at 5 o'clock today, at the top of the second hour, we will have Professor McCanny on for half an hour. It's the only time he can spare today. He'll be talking about his new book, which I just ordered my copy. I encourage all of you to order your copy. Calculate Primes is his book, Calculate Primes. And it's more than math. Prime numbers, of course, are numbers divided that can be divided only by one and themselves. However, Professor McCanny has worked for decades, literally decades, on the research going into this book, which is he just publicly announced it last Monday. I've been waiting for that announcement so I can get him on the air. What he refers to as the enigma of prime numbers. Prime numbers are used as the encryption codes for modern, as the codes, I should say, for modern encryption, and are found in nature and found in the universe. And when Professor McCanny comes on, we'll be talking about that in much greater detail. I printed out an article a moment ago, talking about a report that's going to be generated in the next few weeks. We'll talk about that when we come back from the first break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson Music Shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Gentlemen, this is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 11th of March, 2007. For those of you not old enough to remember or haven't watched Nickelodeon, that was the theme song from Dragnet, a very popular television show back in the early to mid-1950s. And, of course, I am a homicide detective. I am still a homicide detective. I worked my first murder the fall of 1973 and continue to work on matters of a serious nature that have serious consequences. You can read my bio at my website, thelibertyman.com, and see my photograph and see the products that I've generated with professional help, professionally edited videotapes, my book, and my article, No Need for Panic, which we'll get into in a moment. I have here in front of me this Associated Press story, Washington Dateline, talking about global warming. I've underlined some dates that they mention in here about when things are going to be bad. And here's the dates that they give. 2050, when the polar bears will be pretty much wiped out. 2080, millions of people facing starvation. 2027, water shortages. 2050, again, a billion people facing water shortages. 2080, water shortages affecting about half the people on the planet. 2030, malnutrition and diarrhea and illnesses related to eating contaminated shellfish. Glaciers disappearing, 2050. Plant species extinct, 2100. This became pretty notorious or famous, I should say, during the first Clinton campaign. There was a post, a banner up in the Clinton headquarters that became very famous. "Quote unquote, it's the economy, stupid." Well, let's segue and call this: it's the timeline, stupid. It is the timeline. What I'm seeing is more and more consensus among the credentialed scientists about what will be happening in the future. Some of these men, especially, and women, especially the ones that are connected to the real science as opposed to the science fiction, they know what the real timetable is, and they're doing their job, putting out the company line being a government line from all the major governments, as to a fictitious timeline. That's what's being put out, a fictitious timeline. 2020, 2040, 2050. It's not going to be 2020, ladies and gentlemen, or 2050. It's going to be more like 2009, 2010, when things start to get bad. That's the real timeline. The rest of it is science fiction. What's real is the consequences that they talk about. Severe climate change, rising ocean levels. I think it's the cover of the current Sports Illustrated shows a baseball player in a baseball stadium with water up to his knees. Kind of a graphic demonstration of rising ocean levels, I guess. Of course, the government will conceal the real timeline. Of course they will. Here's one of my favorite quotes from one of my favorite books, a book being Patriots Surviving the Coming Collapse. Rule number one, never trust anything the government says. Pretty simple. I'll repeat that. Rule number one, never trust anything the government says. Would the government lie to us about the real timeline if the consequences of the timeline were so severe that people would no longer worry about paying their 30-year or 20-year mortgages, would no longer worry about IRAs or baseball scores or football scores or basketball scores and getting up in the morning and going someplace they really don't want to go Monday through Friday at a place called work? Of course they would conceal that from us. Of course they would. I would expect nothing else. And any mature adult out there listening to me should, and I believe, expect nothing else also. These major governments that have the money and the knowledge have been making preparations for more than 20 years for what's coming at us. They know very well what's coming at us and when, the real when, as opposed to 2020 or 2040 or 2050. The real win is about 3 to 4 years from now. Not very long. Not very long when you compare that short period of time, 3 to 4 years, that remain compared to what needs to be done between March the 11th, 2007, and 3 to 4 years from now. The infrastructure that people have to have in place, the skills they have to have, the equipment, the supplies, the training, it's formidable. It is absolutely formidable. Now, I don't know in detail what the Russians, Chinese, and the English did to prepare for this. I know just kind of sketchily what they did. I do know in some detail what our government's been doing now since the early 1980s. They have spent literally billions of dollars to prepare for what's going to be here in the next 3 to 4 years. literally tens of billions of dollars, possibly hundreds of billions of dollars. It's unaccountable money. There's no way that I can tell because I don't have access to that part of what's been going on. They've been very diligent, as has Walmart, as has the Vatican, and like I mentioned earlier, Russia and China, England, France. Chinese are going to lose a huge portion of the land where they grow their food, a massive portion of that land. The British, we know because it's been very well documented, mainstream Associated Press, UPI, Reuters articles, the British have been moving critical government offices to high ground in the interior of England now for a couple of years. That's no secret. Our government, the U.S. government, has built expensive shelters in the heartland. Some things you just can't hide, however, like the I-35 corridor, the NASCO corridor. You're building 10 interstate lanes, two rail lines, along with fiber optics, oil and gas pipelines. You can't hardly hide that, and that's what they're in the process of doing right now. Through the heartland, through the part of the country that will take the least amount of damage these next decades. The grain belt, the heartland of this country, will be the safest and most secure part of the country, still having the most of its capability. There may be some loss due to a drought, in which they're having a drought right now, by the way, in the grain belt, a drought and climate change. I expect there will be some loss of crops, as there has been recently. But all in all, the grain belt will still be producing more grain per acre than any place on the planet. And that's, in my opinion, that's why the NASCO I-35 corridor is being built primarily, is to move that grain out of the country and distribute it to wherever it's going to be going to. This is a live call-in show. I need to remind people this is a live call-in show. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. Doing a presentation to a community group, I believe it's still going to happen, Tuesday the 13th. A group of people who are interested in their little community being prepared to deal with a lost child, for example, or the aftermath of a tornado or an earthquake. And I'll be focusing primarily on communications and organization. Having a chain of command, having good communications that are effective, and emphasizing the acquisition of skills now while they can get their skills. The skills of a ham radio operator, the skills of an EMT, or even better, paramedic. The skills of a backpacker and a person who knows how to use a map and compass and survive out in the bush. All these skills I'll be emphasizing at my presentation Tuesday evening the 13th. If you want me to come to your community, just drop me an email or call my toll-free number, 866-965-3007, Monday through Friday during normal business hours. I'll be glad to talk to you about that, what it takes to make it happen. I've been on nationwide speaking tours twice for the Prophecy Club out of Topeka, Kansas, once on the topic of global warming, the other on the topic of terrorism. So I like getting out and doing these things. It takes an event organizer who knows what they're doing to make something like that happen. It's a skill that comes with practice. If you haven't done event organizing before, you're in for a real treat. And if you haven't done it before, the likelihood of having a successful event is going to be tough, I have to admit. Break coming up. Stay tuned. The call number is 800-313-9443.
afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I want to take just a moment to talk now about PulseTech products. I've been using these products myself for 10-plus years, and this is a way to help your lead-acid batteries last probably twice as long. That's the kind of success I've had, plus maintain a full charge if you get one of the devices to do that. They have a number of devices. These things really work. The U.S. Army uses them on their M1 Abrams tanks. Now, that tells me a lot right there. It should tell you a lot. Give Roger Brown a call at 800-303-5902. I say again, 800-303-5902. His website is kmt-usa.com, kilomiketango-usa.com. You'll be glad you did. Give Roger a call. And these devices, these Power Pulse devices, will help you increase the life of your lead-acid batteries tremendously. Thank you.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore on Sunday, the 11th of March, 2007. I was talking to Freeze-Dry Guy the other day, and he was just tickled about the response he's been getting from the John Moore Show. And he's been a sponsor of mine now, I guess, for about a year or more. And he says, John, the people are calling or mentioning your show. My Packers were so covered up they could barely keep up in February. So here's the March special. I'll just go through these. It's actually several specials, quite a few specials. Butter. 6 2.5 size cans, number 2.5 size cans. That's each one with 174 tablespoons. $62. $62.80. Three cases of that is $175. Milk. Now, drinking dehydrated milk is something you really don't want to do unless you have no choice. It is excellent, however, for cooking purposes and other things of that nature. 306 one-cup servings in these six number 10 cans. It's $101.40. Three cases of that. This is all shipping included, by the way. $284.20. And here's a couple of compact deals. 1 month food supply for one person. This is free. This is high quality freeze-dried food, $239. And three of those, it'd be 3 months for one person, or 1 month for three persons, your choice, $672. Now, the U.S. government buys freeze-dried food from this man. This is no backyard garage operation. This is a good-sized business with loading docks where 18-wheelers come and go. The highest quality, name-brand, freeze-dried food at the best prices. I encourage you, and I want you, to shop the competition. That's my mantra on freeze-dried guy. Check it out. Check the competition. And then you make your call to freeze-dried guy. He's got a toll-free number, of course, 866-404-3663. I'll say that again slowly, 866-404-3663. Website, freezedryguy.com. Evelyn Brown is very tickled also about the responses she's been getting on Amsoil products. I hope to soon be an Amsoil dealer myself, probably in the next week or so. In the meantime, Evelyn Brown is taking those calls Monday through Friday during normal business hours at 800-303-5902. I'll say that again slowly, 800-303-5902, excuse me. It's a fine line of products. They've been around for more than 30 years now, about 34 years. And if you're around what we affectionately call each other motorheads, these are men or women who have the hobby of internal combustion engines, whether it be automobiles or trucks or motorcycles or boats, whatever it is, internal combustion engines. Those of us who are true motorheads, we know that synthetic lubricants are the best. They are the best. Synthetic lubricants will make all your equipment last longer, operate more efficiently at lower temperatures, and save you money in the long run because of reduced maintenance costs, and you don't have to change your oil nearly so frequently. Even though all these synthetic lubricants, of course, they're more expensive, but your change intervals are dramatically increased. So that's where you get your cost savings. Plus the engineering that goes into the synthetics and their filters. The filters filter down to, just 2 or 3 microns. I forget how many microns they are compared to the standard petroleum oil filters that you're used to getting. All these things add together to be far superior in every way you look at it for keeping your internal combustion engines running. And the thing I like to remind people that have farms and ranches and use these two-cycle engines on chainsaws and leaf blowers and so forth, Amsoil makes a two-cycle oil additive that you only need one ratio to take care of all your two-cycle engines. Now, that's a blessing. If you have a ranch or a farm or a household where you've got a number of two-cycle devices, you most likely have 2, 3, 4. I've known people have as many as 6 and 8 little red plastic cans with different oil-to-gas ratios. It gets to be burdensome. And anything you can do to make life easier, I'm all for it. And Amsoil does that. So check it out. Evelyn's got a website. It's KMT, Kilo Mike Tango-USA.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did. Getting back to this report, there's going to be more of this. And I've noticed now, I've been saying this for about a month now, articles, mainstream articles regarding climate change will continue and continue. Break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is John Moore. It is Sunday, the 11th of March, 2007. Global warming, it's not going to go away. You will hear it pretty much. You won't have to dig too far. You go to the Drudge Report Monday through Friday, actually Sunday through Saturday, quite frankly, 7 days a week. You will see one or more articles, typically two or three, every day of the week from now on. From now on. Ad nauseum. There will be science and there will be science fiction. There will be facts and there will be distractions and obfuscation and outright lies in these articles. The main thrust, ladies and gentlemen, of these articles will be to convince you that that there's time on your side, 20 years, 30, 50 years, before things really get bad. That will be the main thrust. There will be several subplots. The main subplot that you will hear until you're tired of hearing it, you probably are already, is that global warming is due largely to human activity creating CO2 greenhouse gases, which leads to the next subplot, that human activity can change, slow down, or stop global warming. Those, ladies and gentlemen, are distractions. Those, ladies and gentlemen, are obfuscations to distract you and convince you of something that's not true and give you hope. If you believe that human activity can create global warming, and you believe that changing human activity can slow it down or stop it, that gives you hope. That gives you something to focus on, something to direct your energies towards. That's what that is. And it is science fiction. If man-made human activity, I should say, and man-made CO2 greenhouse gases have any effect at all, it's probably 0.1%, something on that order and of that nature. Now, for quite a few years, probably 20-plus years, especially the last 10 years, there's been a lot of foundation money and government money going to scientists who will support the concept of human activity creating greenhouse gases, creating global warming. And, of course, these scientists are going to go after the money. They have mortgages and car payments like the rest of us. Of course, they're going to go after that money and support these ideas. It is obfuscation, ladies and gentlemen. It's a distraction. Put yourself in the position of being part of the shadow government, the government that is never elected or unelected, that's here and always here. Put yourself in a position of these people who made the decision in the early 1980s not to tell us about what would be coming at us. Of course they're going to conceal. Of course they're going to obfuscate. Of course they're going to lie and do whatever it takes to convince 99% of the people that things won't start to get bad for 20, 30, 50 years in the future. Of course they're going to do that. Of course it's the expected thing. Those of you who are regular listeners to the John Moore Show, and I know there's probably, between all the different ways, the archives, the internet, the satellite, and so forth, probably a couple of thousand of you listening right now. You know the truth. You know you have a limited amount of time to do what you need to do to protect your loved ones and take care of yourself. My message, my mantra, is to do it what you can as soon as possible within your limitations of time, money, health, energy. And we all have limitations. A healthy 20-year-old Marine can only carry so much weight. We all have limitations. Work within your limitations of your financial ability, your time, your expertise, to do what you can every day, incrementally, to protect those who need protection, those too young, those too old, your spouse, whoever it might be, and, of course, yourself. Learn the skills you need to learn. Acquire the supplies. Acquire the equipment. If you need to move to a safe location, it's not an easy thing. Don't get me wrong. It is not an easy thing. It's a personal decision. It's a life-changing decision, and it won't be easy for most people who make that choice. Don't ask me to make it for you. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to put myself in that position. You need to make that decision on your own as to what's best for you and your family, given your resources and what you believe to be the future for this country and this world. You don't have much time. 3 years will pass very quickly. Very quickly. I started this radio show in the fall of 2004. And here it is 2007. Time passes very quickly. And the older you get, the more you realize that is the case. This is a live call-in show. We've still got about 20 minutes before Professor McCanny comes on. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. I've got here in front of me a map put together by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, part of the U.S. government, NOAA. It shows, in general sense, what was going on in 2006 weather-wise across the country with severe drought, extreme drought they call it, in the northern high plains and the southern plains, severe storms in the Midwest where I am. They mentioned 500 tornadoes in the southern plains, Tennessee, and Ohio Valley in March and April. 500 tornadoes. That was 2006 in March and April. A 24-hour snow blizzard in New York City. Wildfires, 9.5 million acres burned out in 2006, a record. Wettest October on record in parts of Alaska. Exceptionally wet March in Hawaii. And so forth. 2007 just getting started. We're already having some pretty bizarre things happen. Tornadoes while it's still wintertime. When I was growing up, and up until very recently, tornadoes were a springtime event, sometimes in the summer, not in the middle of winter. Now we're having tornadoes in the middle of winter. And I'm sure 2007 will offer us quite a few unusual, extreme, and bizarre weather-related events in different parts of the country. You can put that in the bank. That's money in the bank to have that expectation. This is a live call-in show. The call number is 800-313-9443. Right now we've got open discussion from 5 to 5:30. We're going to try to focus on what Professor McCanny has to talk about. There won't be really much time for calls because it will be just a half an hour he'll be on the air. His new book is certainly a change of course for him in terms of what he's been publishing recently and as far as books. And I have to admit, mathematics was not my strong point in school. I did manage to struggle through and pass algebra in high school, thank goodness. But mathematics was not one of my strong fortes when I was in school. So I expect we'll be hearing a lot, and I'm looking forward to getting my copy of his book and checking it out. We continue to get, we being myself and the people I work with, we continue to get interesting questions about firearms and ballistics and ammunition. And there's no silver bullet when it comes to the selection of firearms and calibers. What is perfect for one person might be totally unsuited for another. What's perfectly suitable for a healthy adult male might be totally unsuited for his spouse of smaller stature. So don't look for a one-size-fits-all solution to your defensive firearms needs. We have our first caller. Are you there?
Yeah, it's me.
Who is this?
This is Vince in Montana.
Hey, Vince, what's going on today?
Hey, some of us have been ready for a long time. I mean, in fact, it's not so much getting ready; it's almost a maintenance phase. It's
well, sure,
keeping things from going stale, keeping things maintained and
fighting rust.
I guess that's just part of the game. But
fighting rust.
Yeah, there it is, rust, and keeping things running that you don't use every day, but you're going to need later on.
Absolutely.
I got a question for you.
Please.
Give me the top five locations in America if you had an infinite amount of resources to relocate to if you had your choice.
Well, I'm going to give you a very general geographic area. West of the Mississippi, east of the Rockies, north of most of Texas because of two things. You don't want to be too close to that southern border. Plus, it's really hot and dry and very difficult to grow anything you can eat when you get down to the southern parts of Texas. Now, the northern plains, if you can tolerate severe winter, which I don't know if that's going to be changing or not, the northern plains in that geographical area I described has always had severe winters. And I guess this would include where you are, Vince, right?
Well, no, actually, there's a lot of microclimates. You'd be surprised. There's a huge temperature climate range in Montana itself. You go from what we call West Dakota, out in the eastern part of the state, to western Montana, which is actually more like Washington's climate.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of vary, and I'm talking in great generalities, of course.
Yeah. No, they really should have cracked this off into three separate states. It's too big.
It's a huge place. Of course, you got no speed limit, right?
Well, no, we got a speed limit now. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
we
you do?
Into the fifth. But we did throw out the Real ID Act. We, our legislature just recently, 100, and these guys can't agree on anything, but they 100-0 voted it down. And then they also have 95-5 voted to, on a joint resolution where they told they don't want anything to do with the North American Union or the corridor transportation system.
Well, good for them. Anyway, getting back to your question, Vince. In that geographical area I described, east of the Rockies and west of the Mississippi, I would avoid 80 to 100 miles from any major metropolitan area. And there aren't that many in that. When I say major, 500,000 people or more. I would avoid being within 80 to 100 miles of major metropolitan areas. Avoid areas that have difficult growing seasons. And that's subject to change, of course. We're having severe droughts in the northern plains and the southern plains right now. That's subject to change. So in a kind of a general sense of the word, that would be my suggestion. I like hilly, wooded areas myself because that's what I'm used to, and I like cover. Green berets like cover. We like things. We like to be able to hide out in the woods. And up where you are, you don't have too many woods that I'm aware of, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Do you? Okay.
Oh, thick forests, yeah.
Thick forests.
We got grizzly bears and wolves.
Well, I'm really tickled to hear that because that's what I'd be looking for. Absolutely. So that, in a kind of a general sense, that's everybody my answer to your question. I hope to be making some references soon to a book written by James Wesley Rawls. He's authored a book fairly recently on very targeted on your question, and I want to get Jim on my show here in the next few weeks to talk about his two books and promote those a little bit, because you're not the only question, Vince. I should say you're not the only person with that question. It's a frequent question on this show.
All right, man.
Okay. Thank you for your call, Vince. Appreciate it. And I think we have another caller. Are you there, lady or gentleman? Nelson.
Hey, how you doing?
Nelson, what part of the world are you in, sir?
I'm in Texas, Austin, and I hate your last caller because that was my question. my main question was...
What is your question? What is your question, sir?
Yeah, that was pretty much my question.
Oh, okay.
That he had, you know, that's why I said I hate your last caller, because he just took it. I was like,
well, that's okay. I mean, this question comes up frequently and for very good reason. If you make the wrong choice, it could have very severe consequences.
Right, and all your planning, you might as well go down the drain.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, I've been to Austin, and you have a very pleasant climate down there. I love the area. I love the people. It would not be... That part of Texas would not be my first choice.
No. I'm trying to escape myself. Yeah. I'm trying to escape out of here. Yeah, I was thinking like in the Denver area, but, you know, just because of the sea level, you know. And then I was thinking to myself, well, you know, that hasn't...
Did you say Denver?
Yeah, and then just looking at the area, you know, in the last couple of weeks, you know, all that crazy weather they had with the snow. I was like, well, let's scratch that one off the list.
Well, okay, let's back
up. And when I say Denver, I say not Denver, the city itself, but I say, like, I relate to, like, the sea level, you know, because obviously...
Right,
you want to be
800 feet plus above sea level on one hand. On the other, once you're 5,000 feet above sea level, you get into a whole different area of climate and being able to grow crops that you can eat. It's not... Those altitudes aren't all that hospitable to vegetable gardens and fruit trees and things of that nature. And a lot of Colorado is very much desert, quite frankly.
Really?
And those areas, prior to World War II, a lot of those areas were very, very sparsely populated.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we got a break coming up.
All right, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you for your call. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a garden, if you know somebody that has a garden, if you have a farm, if you know somebody that has a farm, any kind of farm, whether it's row crops, fruit trees, tomatoes, hog farm, they need to know about BioZymeAg.com, BioZymeAg.com. A unique line of products for agriculture, whether you're growing tomatoes in a 5-gallon plastic bucket or you have 5,000 acres in wheat or alfalfa, potatoes, doesn't matter, hog farm. There will be products here that will help you have a better quality product without the use of chemical fertilizers, pesticides, and herbicides. BioZymeAg.com. They have a phone number, 785-628-6435. I say again, 785-628-6435. That's BioZymeAg.com. Check them out. You'll be glad you did.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore on Sunday, the 11th of March, 2007. We got a couple of calls we'll get to here before Professor McCanny comes on with us. We got Stuart in Texas. Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead.
Just looking forward to having James Wesley Rawls. If you can pull that off, that would be a really, really great. I've read his book, Patriots, and I'm on his website, survivalblog.com, almost every day. I am one of the 10 cent challenge guys, and I want to encourage everyone to get on survivalblog.com and support this guy. There's so much good information on that thing. It's just crazy.
Absolutely.
If James is listening, I want to personally say thank you very much for all your hard work. My question was on the I've heard rumors about a magazine ban, semi-automatic magazine ban over.
It's not just magazines, Stuart. It's a new improved version of the assault weapons ban that was put in place in 1994. Which is more extensive and more draconian than what was done in 94. Now, there's still a lot of people in Congress who are aware of what happened, the consequences of the last time. It changed the whole makeup of Congress. Following that, that was in the fall of 94. It was in September when it was voted on. And there was the biggest change in Congress in many decades, and I don't believe that memory's gone away. At least I hope it has not. What happened in 94 was a 10-year ban, as it turned out. All it did was dramatically increase the prices for everything that we normally buy, those of us in the gun culture. That's all it did. And I don't know what the consequences of this new one would be, but that's what happened for 10 years.
Okay, they've got the hate speech laws they're trying to push in. They're going to try and push this in. It's just one thing after another. And I'll just close with letting people know in the Austin area, James Wesley Rawls' books are available at Brave New Books, 1904 Guadalupe. And probably the best $20 you can ever spend is just simply buying Patriots Surviving the Coming Collapse. And I want to very much acknowledge you and thank you for your show.
Okay, thank you, Stuart. I hope to soon have Jim on as a guest. I interviewed him when I was on the air. Oh, it's been quite a few years ago, 7 or 8 years ago. And the new edition of Patriots Surviving the Coming Collapse is now out. I hope to be soon have a inventory of those and sell them on my website. Jim's a great guy. The work he does is just phenomenal. We've got Mike in California. Are you there, Mike?
Yes, I am, John. How are you doing today?
Good. What's on your mind today?
Well, survival is definitely on my mind. And it seems to me that when you look at all of the planning that the government in this country has been doing with all the reports of their underground cities and bunkers and things of that nature, it seems to me that it's more that they're getting ready for some type of nuclear event rather than a global warming-related event. Because if you look at it, I mean, they would have to have, I mean, and especially if you would consider that, well, perhaps they might know about what would be happening either, you know, weather-wise or astronomically, that if there was going to be some kind of a flood, they'd have to have some pretty watertight facilities down there.
Well, they do, and they have. I assure you they have. Okay. We're out of time for this hour. Mike, we appreciate your call, sir.
Oh, man, I got another question. But
why don't you hold on? We got Jim coming up at the top of the hour. Maybe we better hold it till Jim's finished. And you want to call back in half an hour?
Sure, thanks.
Okay, we'll do that, Mike. Jim McCanny coming up in a few minutes. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.